Before you find yourself kicked out or banned, make sure you learn these vital rules of Bumble.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over all of the major rules that Bumble has so that you can follow the guidelines and not get kicked out or banned or do anything unintentionally wrong on the platform. Before I dive into all of these rules and regulations though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. So this quiz is quick, fun, easy, totally free, and it's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So go ahead and click the link to the quiz, take it, then come back here and comment below what your results are because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's really going to help with those pesky first messages to make sure that you can send the best ones and put your best foot forward on any dating site or dating app. It's super helpful and free, so make sure to click the link to that. Going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. All right, so Bumble rules. So it's really important when you're using any dating platform that you know what the rules are before you intentionally or unintentionally break them. So Bumble is a really unique and fun app. It's one of the biggest dating platforms out there. You definitely don't want to risk, you know, doing anything wrong or upsetting any guidelines on this site because Bumble is one of the most successful, most popular, and you know, it does have a really good track record of producing dates and relationships and whatever that people are looking for. So don't miss out on using Bumble. I'm gonna go into all of the major rules that they have for their users, so let's dive into them. So I am gonna be splitting this video into a few different sections because Bumble isn't just for dating. Bumble has three different parts to its app. It's got Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. So you can use Bumble for dating, for making friends, and for creating business partnerships and making business connections. So for each section of the app, there are different rules. So I'm going to go over some general guidelines for Bumble and each of the specific rules for each of the specific parts of Bumble. So let's get into it. So the first general rule of Bumble is to be respectful. Now, should this have to be said? No, but yet it does. So of course on Bumble, you do need to be respectful. You're using a dating app. There's tons of people from all walks of life, right? You're going to meet people who don't share the same belief system as you, and disagreements can definitely happen, and that's totally fine to disagree with people, but of course you always have to be respectful of other people's opinions, cultures, ideas, everything like that. So just stay respectful. Don't, you know, go out of line with sending inappropriate messages, sending any hate speech, any bullying, things like that, of course, will not be tolerated on Bumble or like any other app or site out there either. This also means if you're talking to somebody and they are not liking where the conversation is going, maybe it's going a bit too much of a sexual way, maybe they feel like you are being too pushy, maybe they feel like you are being too racy or whatever, you know, don't push people. If someone's not interested, that's fine. You just have to move on and find someone who is. So, you know, there's no racism allowed, no sexism, no bullying, no harassment, no unwanted, you know, explicit messages, things along those lines. But of course, you watching this would never do that, right? If you're enjoying this video so far, by the way, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. But let's get on to the next guideline rule. Another general guideline for Bumble is to not copy and paste the same opening line over and over. So this is actually considered spam, and if you send the same exact message to tons of people, you could possibly be blocked or your account could be banned or something like that because, yeah, this is considered spam. So if you want to send messages to people, you will have to think of individual different things for each individual different person who you want to meet. The next general guideline for Bumble is to not use it as a social media media promotion app. So Bumble is not a place where you should be going and promoting your YouTube channel, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever it is. Bumble is a dating app or a friendship or business, depending on what portion you're using. But whatever Bumble is used for, it is not for promotion. So if you are using the app just to, you know, get people to head over to whatever your website is, to, you know, use the Bumble traffic to go somewhere else, this is sort of considered spam. It's not what the site is for. And if you're sending any links to people, this can really be a red flag to the Bumble system. So make sure that you're not using Bumble as a way to promote yourself, because you could get yourself banned actually in the process. It's just not worth it. And logistically, it's probably not the best marketing platform anyway. Now, you do want to be careful with this one, because you could unintentionally be seen as promoting yourself just by asking people to follow you on your social media. Now, some people are not even trying to get promotion to their social media, but they would genuinely like, you know, to have the connection on their social media. However, if you're saying this too many times, or if it's coming off a bit spammy, you could unfortunately get a knockback from Bumble itself. So just be careful how many people you're inviting to follow you. Keep it to a minimum, if any, because they could consider it spam, or that you're promoting yourself. A great way to know what to say to somebody besides asking them to go to your social media is to actually go to our free online dating opener formula, because that's going to produce for you the best opening message to send to anyone who you're interested in. So if you want to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble, make sure to click our free opener formula. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. The next general guideline is to keep things legal. So obviously you don't want to use Bumble to buy or sell things, or to make any kind of deals, or to do anything illegal. Promoting substances or illegal actions are completely against Bumble guidelines and could get you banned. Speaking of transactions, that's our next general guideline rule. Transactions of any kind are not allowed on Bumble. So like any type of solicitation of products or services. This could even include asking people, you know, to go to your MLM Facebook page, or going to your Patreon or things like that. You know, sending anyone links to something where you could be purchasing or selling goods or anything like that is definitely a no-go. Links for money services like Venmo, PayPal, e-transfer, things like that are not going to be allowed on Bumble. The next general guideline is to make sure that your photos don't upset the photo rules. So I'm going to go over what the photo rules are for Bumble. There can't be any children on their own in the photos. If there are kids, they have to be with other people in the photo in order to be suitable. Photos in bikinis and swimwear indoors are not allowed. There can be no pictures in underwear. Mirror selfies that have a shirtless person on them are not allowed, as well as underwear mirror selfies. Your face must be fully visible in each photo you put up. Your photos can't have any watermarks or text overload on them. Pornographic material is not allowed. You can't have any graphic photos of hunting up on your Bumble profile. There can't be any guns or other weapons in your Bumble pictures. Now, before I start going into the specific rules of each of the different Bumble sectors, Bumble Dating, BFF, and Biz, I want to ask you this question of the day. What are some rules on dating apps like Bumble that you think are a little bit ridiculous? Do you think that some rules should be changed on certain dating apps? Maybe they're just a little bit too high strung for you. Maybe you think that rules are made to be broken. Maybe you think that some rules are just sort of silly. What are some rules in dating apps that you think should be totally done with? Leave your comments, opinions, everything in the comment section down below. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's talk about the specific rules of Bumble dating. So the rules of Bumble dating are partly why the app is so popular, because it's different than other dating apps out there. Bumble really puts women in the driver's seat when it comes to dating, because on Bumble, when you want to match with somebody, let's say you are a heterosexual man trying to match with a woman, you can swipe right on her, swipe yes, I would like to match, and she can swipe on you as well, but you cannot message her. The woman has to message the man first on Bumble. If she does not, there will not be a conversation. And actually, if she does not send a message to him within 24 hours of matching, the match will go away and they have no chance to talk. The match is gone. So it's really on the woman to take the initiative to send that first message within the allotted time frame. So this is the major thing about Bumble, right? That really makes it stand out in the crowd from other dating apps. So this is the major rule. If you're going into Bumble, know that women come first, and they will be the ones initiating the whole situation here. Now let's go on to Bumble BFF rules. Bumble BFF is the section of Bumble that's all about making friends. So the rules of Bumble BFF are basically just the general guidelines of the site itself. However, there are some differences. So on Bumble BFF, if you're looking for friends on that portion of the app, you will only be allowed to see people of your same gender. So if you are a woman looking to meet friends, you will be shown other women who are also looking to meet friends. And if you're a guy looking to make friends, you'll be shown guys who are looking to make friends. So there's no cross-gender in the BFF section of Bumble. Because there's no gender difference, you can actually message each other on Bumble BFF. Either one can message first, you or the other person. However, there is a time limit on Bumble BFF, much like Bumble dating. So you have a limited amount of time where you can send a first message or receive a first message or start a conversation before your match, your Bumble BFF match disappears completely. So you do have a limited time frame. And then the rules for Bumble Biz are very similar to everything we've just said. We do have to message each other within a certain allotted time. Either you or the other person can message first and you can go ahead and make a business connection. Bumble Biz is used for networking and should be kept extremely professional. This is not the section of the app that is used for dating or anything sexual or anything like that. So keep it business. So yeah, those are the rules for Bumble. Hopefully you're going to have an amazing time using the app now that you know what to expect and what to avoid. Honestly, a lot of these rules are not that different than other major dating apps and dating platforms out there. So just sort of do the standard good thing, don't be harassing, etc. And enjoy the unique way that Bumble is set up when it comes to putting women first in their dating section and being able to use it as a way to network in a business level and to make new friends. So enjoy your time on Bumble. I hope that this video was helpful for you. Make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. So don't forget to check that out. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app like Bumble. It's going to help you out with those pesky first messages that are so important when it comes to online dating. So don't forget to click our link to our free online dating opener formula above me and in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some rules that you think are a little bit silly and you think should be done away with on online dating apps, maybe like Bumble? Leave your opinions, everything down below in the comment section. We love to hear from you. That's going to just about wrap up this video. Thank you so much for watching. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!